The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What are we doing, people? Darnell Mooney going off the board at wide receiver 24, 61st overall. That is just criminal. We're going to talk about why you should be drafting Darnell Mooney in 2022 with absolute confidence. We're going to do that right now. Let's go. Welcome back in. Let's just go ahead and jump right into it, shall we? And let's jump in the time machine and go back to 2021 for Darnell Mooney. So, start things off. Darnell Mooney last year was 11th in targets among all wide receivers with a 26.7% target share, 87% of the snaps. He was also 14th in market share of the air yards last year. He was 15th in deep targets with 81 receptions, 1,055 receiving yards, 5 touchdowns, and good for 12.9 fantasy points per game. In terms of efficiency, he was 24th in yards per out run. Love to see that. 18th in yards after the catch. Love to see that. And 7th in target separation. So this is a wide receiver that possesses sub 4.4 speed, who's in an offense that is going to be heavily predicated on a wide zone rushing attack that utilizes play action, bootlegs. It takes a ton of deep shots. This is exactly what they've talked about all offseason. And wouldn't you know it, Justin Fields is one of the better deep ball passers in the league. However, if you go back in 2021 and look at Justin Fields, I mean, he was saddled with Matt Nagy, who is one of the worst head coaches, completely unoriginal, really just didn't know what to do with this offense last year. And, you know, it was musical chairs at quarterback last year. Was it Andy Dalton? Was it going to be Nick Foles? Was it going to be Justin Fields? And got pulled in and out of the offense, which was just ridiculous. Now this year, we have a completely new offensive system. We have a new head coach with Matt Eberflus, and they bring in Luke Getsy, who is going to be a little bit of an unknown because he does come from that Kyle Shanahan tree. But even last year with Green Bay, he also really wasn't, you know, somebody that called plays. That was Nathaniel Hackett, who's now in Denver. So I think it's best to assume that he's going to have some sort of form of this Kyle Shanahan type of offense. So I think that's good news for somebody like Darnell Mooney, who we know is a good deep threat with that speed that he possesses. He was already 15th last year in deep targets, but he's also a great separator as well. And you're getting him wide receiver 24, 61st overall. And it's not hard to project that Justin Fields is going to take a step forward this year, you know, in a little bit more of a stable offense. Now, don't get me wrong. There's not a lot of other great weapons here. We have Cole Kmet, and then they drafted Velus Jones, who is like 36 years old already. And then you have who they just traded for, N'Keal Harry. But that's what I love so much about Darnell Mooney, is that there's just nobody else here to really pull targets away from. Even if this is going to be a little bit more of a low volume pass offense, somebody that really leans on the run and David Montgomery, and then utilize his ability to get outside the pocket with bootlegs and play action passes to kind of set up the deep ball. But that's still good news for Darnell Mooney. It's really hard for me to imagine a situation where he's going to have less targets than he did last year, which he had 140, which again was 11th among all wide receivers. So with all that being said, like, the ceiling is there for Darnell Mooney to finish as a high-end wide receiver too. Possibly even a low-end wide receiver one. Like, that opportunity is there. You know, they have a connection. They developed a chemistry last year. The Field-Mooney combo last year finished the season with an average of 13.4 air yards per attempt, which is 11th most among all quarterback and wide receiver duos. So we know that they already have that chemistry working. They've had this entire offseason to work together. And so I just think Darnell Mooney takes another step forward this year, who already has a 1,000-yard season under his belt, and somebody that I think can be utilized a little bit more in the red zone as well. So if we see a bump in that production, especially in the red zone, where he gets a little bit more target opportunity because he only had 5 touchdowns last year. I think this is a guy we could be talking about with 90 plus receptions, 1,200 receiving yards, and I think 7 touchdowns is a pretty fair projection for him. And I think that puts him squarely in the minds of a wide receiver too. But he's barely going as a wide receiver too right now, 61st overall. So listen, Darnell Mooney is somebody that I've come away with in almost every single draft that I've done, every mock draft. I want Darnell Mooney. I have no problem taking him a little bit ahead of consensus as well, just so I can get my hands on him, because I think this is going to be a guy who's going to be able to provide weekly wide receiver 2 type numbers. We saw it last year in a Matt Nagy offense that was just terrible. So, you know, with all that being said, take Darnell Mooney with absolute confidence there this year. It's going to be really him and Cole Kmet. It's going to be really consolidated target share. And for a guy, like I said, who is explosive after the catch, things you love to see, 7th in target separation that can create on his own, and is also is going to be utilized as a deep threat as well. It's just kind of the total package for Darnell Mooney, and is really kind of a dark horse wide receiver 1 that you can have at back end wide receiver 2. So be sure to draft with Darnell Mooney where you can. Let me know what you think about Darnell Mooney in this Bears offense in the comment section below. We will catch you on the next one. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.